Hideaki Ogawa, 19 de maio de 2005. So, Mr. Ogawa, please introduce yourself. Tell me what's your background and what have you been working on lately.
Okay. I'm Hide Ogawa from Tokyo. And I'm now working as an artist of Arquitectonica. And I'm now making a new installation for a new museum. And I'm now producing the art exhibition also in the same museum. And my background is I graduated from the typical university, not from art university. My background was information environmental department of the so that department was for making something a new solution by using information technologies. In my case, I found my topic in the university by using information technology. I wanted to make something art pieces to make a new style for artwork, and that was a start. And afterwards, I went to the master degree of that university. Actually, that university was Keio University in Tokyo. And afterwards, I went to the doctoral degree, and I finally took the PhD. And in the term of the students, and at the same time, I made one media art group called H.O. That is a media art group. H.O means from H2O, actually. And that group consisted from 15 members, and each member has unique skill and unique expertise, and we our group make one art piece through the collaboration. For instance, for me, I'm an artistic director of that group. Of course, I make interaction thing and graphics, and at the same time, some in one project, there is a technician to make a hardware like this or something tech program. And in our group, we always collaborate together for making one piece. And so for the latest art piece, is it okay to my plan or you want to finish to work? I mean,
You tell what you think it's most important.
Okay. So for me, now, you know, I'm in Austria. I moved to Austria. So I'm now planning to realize my project in next Arquitectonica. In that next Arquitectonica, I'm making something like T-shirts campaign related to Arquitectonica Festival as official theme exhibition. And in that exhibition, you know, that is a big related to advertising. And because that project is a collaborative research project with a Japanese advertising agency. And they wanted to realize something new advertisement in the future. And finally, I found a nice idea. You know, in typical advertising, you can find it something copy like just do it, you know, by Nike.
Yeah, yeah.
And but now just do it is only one image. For instance, for Nike, everybody has each image, and if we can, so for instance, people visit to the Nike's homepage by using each keyword, for instance, Nike shoes or Nike blah blah blah, and if we collect all keywords of Nike plus blah blah blah, so we can make a universe of the Nike image, and we'll make that application for the Arquitectonica. Also, Arquitectonica has a unique theme every year. For instance, concerning this year, do you know? New culture economy. a new cultural economy is the theme of that.
Yeah.
And so, sorry, so I should show. And, can I? So I should show. So if you need, I'll give this presentation sheet. Come on. So this project, you know, this is my image I told you. And so this is, I mentioned, for instance, last year, Goodbye Privacy was a theme and a corporate identity of Arsectonica, like a copy, like just do it. And but from this year, concerning this year, a new culture economy should be the typical copyright.
Yeah.
And if, for instance, from Tokyo, somebody visit to the Arsectonica's homepage by using, so I'm sorry, this is not a good example. For instance, Arsectonica Plus, pornography, sorry. And so, for instance, Arsectonica Hideo Ogawa, Arsectonica, some art pieces name. So people, so many people visit to Arsectonica homepage.
Yeah.
And if we change this economy parts for something, for instance, I'll say a new culture, new grazie, something.
Okay.
So, but that should be the something, a real thing. Somebody visit to the Arsectonica by using a grazie. So if we make the t-shirts, original t-shirts, so a new culture pornography printed onto the t-shirts. And in this installation, we make something, a t-shirt installation. And there is a printer. And this was this is a cosmos of the something keywords, how people visit to the Arsectonica. And in this printer, automatically the t-shirts should be printed out. And this means something new, something image of Arsectonica. And people can buy, and people might in New York or Brazil, and Arsectonica, new culture, grazie, or something like that.
Okay.
And that might be something, new copy for expressing Arsectonica, for advertising Arsectonica. So this is my latest project in Arsectonica Festival.
Yeah.
And at the same time, so most important thing in this project, the other project, is for new museum of Arsectonica Center. You know, you can find a construction place.
Yeah, yeah.
And this project is called Blue, it's an installation. And so, actually, so this place, so this is from the Donau View.
Mm-hmm.
This, you can find a basement gallery here. And basically, this basement gallery is under the water level of Donau.
Okay.
And this building is designed along the river. And I found a nice topic. If we can visualize real-time water level, because here is a real-time position of the water. And if we can visualize real-time water level and water speed, we can feel something Donau's river and the time flowing. And in this exhibition, we can realize like this installation. And people encounter something like this means something, element of time. This is flowing randomly.
Yeah.
And if people encounter this time element, something, picture will be appeared. And finally, there is something, a news factor along the Donau River in real time.
Oh.
So for instance, if you come here, you encounter some picture will be spread.
But where is this picture? It's inside the building.
Inside building.
Yeah.
And so from the inside of the building, we can see the information generated by Donau. And so this is a so I think 3 meters, 3 meters, 3 meters, 3 meters, so big.
Yeah, it's a corridor.
Yeah, yeah, something like that, like windows like that.
Yeah.
And we can feel something very local and but do not world viewpoint. So anyway, so my work is now focusing on the something site-specific art piece. You know, this is only for this place. And also the T-shirts project is only for architectonic place. So I think, yeah, my now interest is especially for Linz and the local thing and the local narrative and the space. Anyway, so too much.
Yeah, it's okay. But maybe the
there are so many
they will be recurrent.
Okay,
so.
Okay, yeah.
Which relations do you see between your work and the other fields of knowledge?
Okay, my knowledge is as I mentioned, my background is not from art university, and I was from so typical university, and so I called that name information environment department. That information environment department is a very unique curriculum, and because if we took that, we enter that department, we have to learn several things at the center. Not only information skills, programming, not only that. We have to how to learn political thing and law thing and the social aspect. So anyway, we have to get several information in the society. So so the style is to find the problems in the society and to find the solution way. So that is my style from that university. So by using like that style and the knowledge, I tried several art projects to the society mainly. And of course, in the this GIS project, I explained for the architectonica and the new museum is basically from the viewpoint of that style to find what is the problem. For instance, advertising has like this problem, blah blah blah. So I can propose a new ways to the advertising field. So that is my style. And of course, for the new museum project, in the typical art museum, of course, in the gallery, there are so many interactive something installation. And but anyway, I wanted to make something more environmental art pieces, more than typical interactive something art pieces exhibited in the gallery. So, yeah, that is my something relationship. How we can improve, how we can propose our new something artistic idea to the society. That is my relationship. Yeah, knowledge to the my piece. Sorry. Okay.
Okay. So, who and what are your main references?
Mm-hmm.
From aesthetic, yeah, philosophic, mm-hmm, artistic, mm-hmm, and so on. Mm-hmm. And what are the main concepts, okay, around your work?
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah, there are so many artists I respect, and sometimes I'm inspired from the musician or something like that. But basically, my basic concept is very related to Japanese something minds, of course. Also, you are from Brazil. You are speak. And your art piece is big related to your country. And for instance, for me in Japan, for instance, there is not one God, concerning God.
Ah, God.
So you know, in Christian, God is one.
Yeah.
And the people is here. So, but in Japan, there is a very interesting something religion. So the viewpoint is like this. Now I'm here, and also this is here, and this is here. And in Japanese culture, each object and each something, everything has God.
Yeah.
So we are surrounded by God. That is the viewpoint. So I think that viewpoint should be big, something an inspiration for me to think about the new art pieces, of course. So we are surrounded by several aspects. So that viewpoint should be very important aspect for me. And one, if I should tell you the one artist from Japanese artist, Naoto Fukazawa. Naoto Fukazawa is a Japanese Naoto Fukazawa. Fukazawa is a designer, very famous designer in Japan. And he's just a designer, but his art pieces concept is very interesting, without thought. You know, without thought. Without thought, we can use this pen. Without thought, we can touch something. So his design concept is a very natural interaction. And based on the context of this environment. So of course, designers should think about this design for people. And his design concept is, anyway, without thought. Without thought, we can use. So that is a very...
I don't understand exactly. Without, it's in English, this word.
Yeah, without thought.
Right, thought.
Without thought, thought.
Thought. Ah, no thinking.
Yeah, yeah. Thinking. Without thinking.
Yeah,
without
yeah.
thinking. And so that is a very interesting viewpoint. And big related to something like Japanese religion I mentioned. Because we are surrounded by several things. As we are surrounded by several gods. And that might be related to this without thinking.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hello. And So if you are interested in his piece, please check something. I think you can find very nice art pieces without thought project. For instance, this is just a CD player. And, you know, you can find something air condition. So this is a CD player, but the metaphor is to start this CD playing, you can
just
put. So you know this context somewhere, and he uses several like this natural context to the product.
Oh.
So this is his style. So I'm very inspired from his art pieces. So. This is, if I should,
Okay, and how is your work process from the creative process to the execution of the work? Would you describe how?
For me, anyway, firstly, I always found something problems. And so I think my something viewpoint is a little bit similar to designer's viewpoint. And before doing that, of course, I'm an artist. So I think carefully about that something social message. And in my opinion, my art piece should be, there is three important elements. One is beauty. To find the beauty, and the second one is that should be the something media for the also including further future. So not only 1 or 2 years, including 20 or 50 years. So we have to think about the media's impact in the future, and finally. So that art piece should be have one nice story. If people interact with my piece or experience my piece, he or she can bring something message to their home or to their something daily lives. So there is a three important elements. So for thinking about that, of course, we have to think about the social problems firstly. Afterwards, we can find something nice, one common something to because from that art piece, we can share one something. And first work we have to do is to find like that element. What is a common thing, what is a problem in the society. And afterwards, if we can find a nice concept as an artist, afterwards, we need to make something new experiences. But we have to fix the concept itself. And based on that concept, how we have to think about the experiences, how people interact with this thing, how people experience this idea. So that is my process, how we can realize my piece.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are the relations between your work and the technology, available technology, and in which ways are they part of your everyday work?
Yes, of course, I'm a media artist. So of course I have to think about so media and the technologies in the future. So as a media artist, that is a very important thing. You know, now consumer, usual consumer, is tended to buy the mobile phone and the PC by, I don't know. Yeah, anyways, we are surrounded by so many products, like a computer, by digital technologies. And I think people don't know well what is the impact of the digital technologies in the real, so many aspects. I think there are so many impacts, real impact to the society and people. For instance, mobile phone changed our something relationship and life. 20 years ago, only 50 years ago. For instance, if you have an appointment with somebody in the city, you have to fix the date and the time and the place. But now you have a mobile phone. I think your meeting appointment should be with your friend. I'm going to have the plot around the fire or something like that, and let's meet somewhere. So that is a way to meet somebody. And so anyway, so new media and the product change our life. So of course, as an artist, very important point is to think about something very critical and of course including positive impact to the people and the society carefully. So I, of course, in my art creation, that problem and that factor concerning the problems and the positive innovation concerning the digital technology and the technology is a very important factor in my piece.
Okay. What do you have to say about the media labs and the spaces for exhibition? And you can say this about since the organization to the sponsorship.
So you mean what do you mean the media lab thing?
Media labs. I mean where this kind of art are being produced. Like here is the media lab, Ars Electronica, Future Lab.
Yeah.
And. The spaces of exhibition. This space can also be producer and exhibition space. It's not always. So, what do you have to say about the spaces where electronic art are being produced, researched, and exhibited?
So, do you want to ask me the something opinion? to the media lab style itself, or something media lab and exhibition places meaning?
For example.
Okay.
You also work in as electronics.
Yeah.
You want to say a little bit more about how is working there? How the parts of the work are related? How communicated? How people communicate to realize?
So in the affecting the future level, there is a very unique collaborating style. You know, in the typical media level, in artistic atelier, artist only one artist or a very small team took together and solve one problem. But in affecting the future level, we make one team. As one team, we realize several projects, and we think about several new ideas. So, anyway, the collaboration is a unique keyword, especially in our sector, the future level. And in my opinion, like that style is a more important aspect in like this situation. In the past, creating a style, of course, there is a designer, each designer and the director or something like that. But, interaction design is big related to several parts. For instance, that might be related to architecture. And sometimes that might be related to something, big concert performance. And if we realize interaction, something new idea and add project to that part, we have to think several things together as one team. Of course, so that is new possibilities for making interactive and interaction design field to the society. So in that process, I think collaborating way is a very important role. Style to realize big thing. So I think media lab style and academic style also will be changed. So in one aspect, of course, as one artist, we have to solve one problem, and of course we have to make one art pieces by ourselves. But the opposite side, to the social problems, we have to collaborate together to solve and to realize art pieces as a media lab and a media academic thing.
So, okay. Yeah. And about the sponsorship, do you have some opinion?
Concerning sponsors, of course, if we survive from this competitive situation, of course we have to get the sponsors to realize one nice project. But if we can get one big project afterwards, it's more easy to get the new connections. But I think especially for students, firstly, for students should have something award or prize of competition, and that will be something certification. he or she can work well in the field of art thing. And afterwards, of course, students should have sponsors from companies or government, because if we get like that sponsors, we have to think about several things. Of course, we have to prepare so many materials governmental people can provide money. So that process should be very important. And so anyway, if we live in the artistic field, definitely we have to consider the sponsor thing. Yeah, more than now, in the future. Yeah.
So, how do you see the interactor's role in the work you develop?
Interactor's role. Mm-hmm. So, what do you mean concerning interactor?
User.
A user. Okay. Visitor. Yeah, of course. My piece is basically interactive artwork. Well, visitor is everything because visitor can bring my art piece's concept to their minds, to their home. So anyway, visitor should be the something one part of media to convey our message to their minds. So I'm thinking visitors as media. Yeah, that is one of my aspect. Yeah, of course, in that for that thing, I have to think carefully how visitor can interact with message because they are media. So that might be media designing or something. But anyway, so I always think about the several scenarios how people interact with the piece. Yeah, that is a big, not a role, but my viewpoint, how people involve the art piece and art project. Yeah.
And in your work, do you see relations between space and narrative? And if yes, how do they take shape?
Yeah, as I mentioned, I'm now making a very site-specific art project for museum and the architecting festival. And of course, so I'm now working as an artist of artist in residence. So my role is to feel something environmental and several context of this city. And so how I shape? Of course, shaping is artistic job. Shape and design and conceptualize is artistic thing. But beforehand, we have to find something elements. What is the differences from our culture? Between our culture, so for instance, from Tokyo to Linz. So for instance, there is one big Donau River. That is perfectly different from my culture and from my small Japan. I never saw like that big river in Tokyo. So I think that element is a reason I can find the Donau's water level thing. So firstly, anyway, so I usually found that something small elements in several places. And I think about that element carefully. And afterwards, in the context of the place or with my background of the technology thing or design thing, I shape one something, interactive installation idea together. And so that is my shaping way of the art pieces. So of course, yeah, encounters are everything. For instance, I encountered with Donau River. I encountered with a very nice scene. So I might encounter some nice new technologies from this place. So yeah, shaping, of course, the shaping way is a big related to that encounter. So yeah, that is my
way.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
That's all. Okay. So do you have another question?
Do you have something to say concerning topics that you still didn't say? Do you have something else to say?
Thank you.
Yeah.